This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. If you're just tuning in right now, we are in the middle of a conversation about seasteading. Mark is a huge fan of this. I mean, he's ready to roll. If he had the money and he had the ability to get out to sea with other liberty-minded people, he would absolutely jump on that. I'm a little bit more skeptical of it. Johnny Ray, though, you said you'd jump on it if you could do it.
Yeah, I'm in there.
I'm a little bit skeptical. I think
what are
Johnny
you skeptical
Ray,
of?
Johnny Ray brought up a good objection, and that is that, you know, what about the the other countries and the governments of the world? What's
my
to
objection
stop
too.
Them from coming in and, ruling over your seasteading operation? So the idea is to get people out to create intentional communities on the water so you can escape the grasp of government. And I think
which controls all the land.
Yeah, I think that's an attractive idea. Dave called in, though, to kind of challenge you, Mark, on the idea of creating your own government, that inevitably people who are attracted to power will be attracted to those positions, and you would have the same problem all over again. But Dave, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You hung through the break. Can you kind of recap where you're coming from for our listeners just tuning in?
Well, I basically, the idea is that anytime you gather large amounts of people, you're going to have conflicts. People are different, and they may be liberty-minded or they may lie about it to get into your little group. And then how do you control that?
Well, I don't think you control it. I think what you do is you look for innovation in governance. You would agree, Dave, that this isn't perfect, right?
Well, nothing has been so far. Why should this be?
Indeed, it's not. And I think that there can be something better. I think that if we have opportunities for people to have low opportunity costs as far as getting into and out of a society, and by that I mean these seasteads, essentially they're boats where you can detach, or they're platforms that you can detach and attach to another little on-the-water society, if that's what you wish to do. Once you have these low opportunity costs... Sure. Well, once you have these low opportunity costs, then the relatively inconsequential thing of voting doesn't matter. It's whether or not people will pick up and leave your society.
And so they choose to pick up and leave. And who sells them the fuel? Who's in charge of the fuel?
I assume that
these little seasteads.
Who's in charge of the fuel now?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. The big oil companies, and that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, the big oil companies.
Now you have this seastead going. And it's going along good, but somebody decides that we need to raise the price of fuel. And that becomes a problem.
Well, there are oil companies in competition. You can see whether you can get another oil company to deliver you some fuel.
Yeah, you could see that.
That's all I'm saying is that we need some competition in the area of governance.
I agree with you. I just think that there has to be a little bit more of a realistic attitude. Look, I managed a company of 900 people once, and it was no picnic.
I'll bet. Employees stink.
To run a country or a seastead.
You know, essentially what these are going to be, to some extent, you're going to be running a large hotel or a cruise ship. You're going to be trying to serve people's needs and that sort of thing. Once one steps beyond that and trying to control them.
Who are they that's going to be trying to serve people's needs?
The people who get paid to serve.
Are you talking about a society or are you talking about a vacation resort?
Well, so the difference here is you're thinking about a top-down hierarchical organization known as a state, where they claim for themselves the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass.
Well, hold on. I mean, on a boat, you're going to have a top-down organization as well. There's going to be a captain.
Exactly.
There's going to be...
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're talking about a cruise ship, this is an opportunity to pick up and leave, though. So all you're really going to have control of is the central platform, wherever the city center is or whatever.
Let's say the cruise ship holds 5,000 people.
Okay.
Do you think you can keep 5,000 people together in this utopian atmosphere you're talking about without conflict
I am not a fool. I would never claim that there won't be conflict.
There will have to be some sort of system to resolve conflicts.
There will have to be a system for resolving conflicts, some kind of dispute resolution organization.
We call that government.
No, we call that the court system. Government is an organization that sort of sets out rules for the court system.
I would like to say, Dave, that I think your fears about controlling controllers taking over is a little overblown, considering that all these people ostensibly are going out there for the purpose of getting away from that. This is a libertarian movement. And I think that fear or that danger, that possibility is severely reduced when, like Mark, like you said before, you're self-selecting for people who are specifically trying to get away from that.
Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I mean, these should be all kinds of groups that would do this in the seasteading situation, in the cruise ship situation. If you don't like it, you leave.
I think we would be much better off trying to turn the United States into a libertarian
good effing luck. You think you're going to take Washington, D.C. and somehow pull the power out of Washington, D.C.?
I don't think he realistically said that was possible. He just said that would be better off.
Better off? Okay.
You know, years ago I read a book, and I'm sorry I can't remember the author or the title, but it was written by a libertarian, and it was about a society that was based on the principle of retribution. And if you committed any crime against your fellow man, if you could not immediately perform complete restitution, you were banned from that society. That was a good society.
I bet you wouldn't last long. People wouldn't last long there.
Not too many, but the ones that did would be worthwhile.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for holding through the news there to continue the discussion. There's going to be a lot of challenges to the seasteading idea. A lot of people are going to have some serious objections. I mean, we've got a lot of objections trying to get people to move to New Hampshire.
It doesn't matter if they have objections or not. They either do it or they don't.
Well, I understand that. But in order to sell something to people, you have to overcome objections.
Blue Seed had more people signed up than they could put on the boat.
Is that right?
That's right.
Why did it fail?
They didn't have enough funding. The people...
Apparently, they didn't have enough support.
Well, they weren't selling opportunities to get. They were trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Seed, I didn't particularly think that their plan was perfect, because what they wanted to do was they wanted to create a startup incubator off the coast of California, and that way people would be close to Silicon Valley. Whereas I think it's a better idea. It's just people that are libertarian enough, looking for a more libertarian world, to purchase large berths on a modified cruise ship. I think that's a better idea to me, but
Well, I don't think that you can just blow off the idea that people are going to have objections to this. I mean, it's number one, when we're trying to convince folks to move to New Hampshire, the number one objection is it's cold, and we have things that we say in response to that. So they're going to need to be some, frequently asked questions come up with. There are going to be some real concerning issues for people who otherwise would be good prospects to make the move out there, and this is one of the areas I think seasteading is going to have to really come out with. Well, and
you'll need salespeople if you get an opportunity to talk to somebody. If a person calls in and has enough volition to call in and then expresses a concern, you address the concern. But if somebody just says, I don't like that, so what? 99.9 whatever percent of the people.
I wasn't talking about people that said, I don't like that. I'm talking about
stay on the land.
I'm talking about people with legitimate objections. And I think that caller had some, he had some good concerns. Like, how are you going to handle this? What if the people who are in search of power show up?
I don't know. The answer is you don't know.
Right.
I don't know and you don't know, because we haven't had an opportunity for competition to take place. I can tell you what's going to happen here in the United States. The government's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to get more tyrannical. And over time, it is going to stifle innovation. It's going to stifle business. And it's going to implode on itself, like every large and successful government has done since time has begun. And if we stifle innovation, if we poo-poo innovation, if we somehow just say that we shouldn't innovate and we shouldn't try new things, you'll never get anything good. Somebody else is going to take over. This is the only opportunity for innovation.
Well, I don't know about that, but 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can share your thoughts on seasteading or bring up anything here. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, more about the crazed killer in Santa Barbara.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a new website out there for Bitcoin people, Mark. PassportsForBitcoin.com.
Yeah, this is very interesting. I know that they're involved in the St. Kitts citizenship program, and they've got certainly different ways that people can get passports and citizenship and that sort of thing. I think it's all very interesting. People want to have a second passport or citizenship to different countries. Expatriation from the United States is at an all-time high. There's a lot of people who are concerned with the fact that they can't do banking any longer in foreign countries as U.S. citizens. They feel like the U.S. government or other governments around the world are just too intrusive on their lives, their property, their banking. They want to preserve wealth. They don't like the laws in their country that regarding like estates and things like that. Mm-hmm. Government regulation they feel is stifling them or their business in whatever ways. Obviously, taxation. I think it's interesting that U.S. citizens have to pay taxes no matter where they earn around the world, but that's almost no other country does that. So, and people don't know what the future is going to bring. Do they want a place of refuge? All these things are addressed at passportsforbitcoin.com. It's actually, they've got translations here for people from Chinese, Russian, English. Make it easy for you to acquire a second citizenship and passport using bitcoins. PassportsForBitcoin.com.
All right, cool. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've been talking quite a bit about the idea of seasteading. Still to come here, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We'll take you down to the farm. And also, we'll tell you more about the crazed shooter stabber in Santa Barbara. There's been some more information released about him. But, Mark, you still had some more you wanted to share from the Bloomberg piece on seasteading, the idea of moving people out into the water to create some sort of either a ship or a platform or this multi-platform thing where people would be able to live year-round and presumably live away from the clutches of the state as we know it.
Right. There's a lot of great places around the world that the part that stinks about them the most is their government. Beautiful weather, beautiful topography, beautiful beaches, and crappy, crappy governments. Well, the search is on for a country willing to host a pilot seastead settlement close to the shore for about 225 residents. Randy Hennick, the Seasteading's Institute's executive director, declines to identify the nations he's negotiating with, but the Delta Sink study highlighted the tranquil Gulf of Fonseca bordering El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua as an ideal spot. Techie libertarians, more than 500 would-be seasteaders, are already jockeying to be charter residents. Listen to this, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 225 slots. 500 of people are jockeying for it.
Wow.
While their ranks are thick with techie libertarians, there are also environmentalists intrigued by the opportunity to produce food and biofuel on the water, and others simply hungry for adventure. Everyone says this is a pipe dream, but I'm sure people told the pilgrims they were crazy too, says Diana Bond. A lot of pilgrims died, by the way.
Yeah.
So people are excited about going to Mars. People are signed up and ready to go to Mars and populate Mars.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, it's possible now to populate the sea. We are decades away from populating Mars. So if you want to be the would-be adventurer, this is the place to go. This isn't just some pipe dream. This is something that can be done today. There are people right now living on the water. And all this is talking about, all they're talking about is facilitating organization so that these people can come up with new and innovative ways to govern themselves that will perhaps outcompete the current governmental systems. Now, how will states react to that? I don't know.
Violence. That's the only way they ever react. They're threats. Either going to ignore or they're going to be very violent.
They're going to ignore or threaten at first.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to do. But that's what they're doing all the time. They're already threatening you.
It's true.
Try not paying your income tax. They will stop ignoring you.
Well, they've been ignoring me for the last decade.
You're right. Maybe you're right.
To be fair, they did send 4 letters recently that were written in Spanish to me.
Try disobeying enough of the government's edicts.
Oh, yeah.
And see whether or not you go from being ignored to being threatened. Anyway, going on here. Everyone says it's a pipe dream, but I'm sure people told the pilgrims they were crazy, too. This is a 33-year-old legal secretary in Santa Monica who's ready to go. I'm excited to be a pioneer in such a challenging environment. It's a chance to make your own way in life. For Friedman, that's Patry Friedman, grandson of Milton Friedman, the remaining barrier isn't technical know-how or even the price tag, $120 million to build the pilot, or about $530,000 a person.
Okay, that's doable.
Okay.
I mean, there are 250 people out there with $500,000 to spend.
Yep.
That's not unreasonable.
I don't know whether... Yeah, there certainly are, and they're lined up. It's persuading a nation to anchor a seastead in one of its inlets, granting it some degree of autonomy before one day decamping for life on the open ocean. We're still years or decades away from this happening, Friedman says, but if I'm wrong and we can do it now, well, amazing. It'll transform the world. So,
exciting.
There you go. I mean, I agree with him. This concept will transform the world. The states control all the land. And if you want to have some level of freedom, you want to create something new, you're going to have to go someplace besides land. And so far, that leaves air, space, or water. You pick.
There you go. Seasteading.org is the website?
Yeah, it's, they say, seasteading.org is where, you should be able to go. Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm sure you'll be keeping us in the loop here, Mark, as this experiment continues to develop. I know a lot of people are very interested to see. I hope it works out. I really do. I mean, I could see maybe living on the water for part of a year or something like that. I just don't know how. I just don't know if I would be able to handle it for an entire year. Maybe I would.
What is there to handle?
Maybe some, you know, just have a bunch of books or something like that.
What do you think?
I suppose you could have an internet connection out there.
What? What do you? I don't understand what you're thinking. This is life. You'll have a place to work, an office, a computer.
Yeah.
You'll do the things you do other than going and hassling the stop freaking.
I don't know
about
if I can handle the satellite internet, though. I mean, it might drive me up the wall.
I think that's for one, we don't know how good the internet is, because what you're going to have to do, you're not talking about satellite internet like we get out in the country.
Yeah.
This is going to be something else, and I don't know what it would look like, but it has to be stabilized, and it would have to be shared between people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you can expect fiber optic internet speeds.
No, there has I wouldn't to be, expect that.
There has to be something else they can do. I don't know what. I agree with you. That's a challenge.
Oh, Johnny Ray, sorry about that. Try again.
I think the governments around the world as such, the way they are now, and the way that the world is run by governments is that system is going to crumble before it becomes necessary to go to the seas. Smartphones, everybody's going to have a smartphone in a decade. And people are going to learn about the other that has been demonized for so long, and they're not going to hate people around the world like they do now, and governments won't be able to exploit that hatred.
We'll come back with more of your thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, take control of Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, plus an update on the psychopath who murdered multiple people in Santa Barbara. As you might have already suspected, prescription medication was involved. We'll give you more information here in a moment. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget about ProXPN. They bring you the phone lines here on Free Talk Live, and they also can provide you with a level of privacy you don't normally have on the internet. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get signed up there. You can actually start with their free account and just try it out. See if you like what they do. They encrypt your data connection. Everything leaving and coming into your computer is encrypted by ProXPN, meaning that your internet service provider basically acts as kind of like a pass-through at that point. They don't have the ability, once you're encrypted with ProXPN, the ISP you're using will have no clue what you're doing online, whereas right now they're probably logging you and everything you're doing up to 5 years. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there. Use our discount code when you're ready to sign up for their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, the ability to privately torrent, and more. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20 to save 20% for the lifetime of your account. That's FTL20. If you buy the annual plan with that discount code, that breaks the price down to $5 per month. You get a great deal and a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started. And when you're ready for the premium account, use promo code FTL20. As we continue, hear more about the mass shooter, Elliot Rogers, here in a moment. But first, we go to PEFTL number one, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
It was meant to be Free Talk Live's Public Enemy number one. How you doing, Minister?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
threw you in that Pipewater World Dreamer, Hey Paul, Howard Hughes offspring kind of call when Somali pirates rise up, or maybe a robber baron with a subatomic submarine rises to the surface, and or maybe a North Korean battleship pulls up. Who are you going to call?
Well, first off, I would...
Did you want an answer to your question?
What's happening?
No, I said my first thing is you're going to look at geography. You'd try to get away from places like that, for instance, mm-hmm. the Horn of Africa or Southeast Asia near Korea. You don't want to be there. But
right.
My concern, but I mean, you know, the I believe the NRA's thing is that the only answer for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Okay. So if a nuclear submarine commanded by a robber baron like Vladimir Putin rises to the surface, you're going to call, let me guess, the United States of America for help. But I didn't call in to talk about such stupidity. I can't. You're a smart guy.
Then why'd you talk about it?
Me, well, because I'm making fun of in allegiance in communion with the spirit of Dave. He's onto something, saying there's no such thing as a utopia, nor will
yep.
there ever be.
Nope.
Vatican City isn't even perfect. And there you have a bunch of people actually dedicated for life to the non-aggression principles.
What isn't but perfect? I miss
Vatican City.
Vatican City.
The Holy City, Minister. Not even that place is perfect, and nor will it ever be. Because I know there's evildoers out there that will come and steal all the PayPal Howard Hughes' money if they can, especially if they're floating in the middle of the sea. Not to mention about the what are you going to do if your family gets sick and seasick and tired, literally? It's such nonsense, for God's sakes.
Well, I guess you'd have to fly out of there.
Well, if you're seasick,
you
take Dramamine, or they actually have a little patch you can put on behind your ear that slowly administers.
Well, he's making a good point, Mark. I mean, if somebody gets really sick, getting them to a hospital might be very useful,
right?
Well,
if somebody gets very sick, I'll tell you what might be very useful is to have a floating hospital with a little city built around it where people who work in that hospital are able to provide non-government regulated health care. Because I can tell you right now that most of the healthcare is being priced out. People are leaving the United States to go to India and to go to Mexico in order to get health care. And this may very well, 12 miles off the coast of, say, Norfolk, might be the best choice for people.
Forgive me for butting in, Ian, but he sounds like he's rambling. But the good point is about what are you going to do when someone with a lot bigger gun comes up to your homestead or seastead or whatever you want to call it.
Legitimate concerns, PEFTL number one. I appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, having a free market hospital is an awesome idea. And if you really did have something like that built on the high seas, you could advertise to the whole world, like, hey, come here, we'll fix you for less. And that's cool. That's a great idea. It's also a big vision, right? So you're not going to have that when they just get off the ground. If this thing ever gets off the ground, the idea of seasteading, moving people out into the
ocean.
Well,
you need to have something that nails this down and makes it different. I don't think I don't think you can populate too many seasteads by saying, hey, come live out here with us on the water and, try our crappy internet connection, but work from, work remotely on our crappy internet connection. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a huge selling point. But there, one of the things the Seasteading Institute was looking into a couple of years ago specifically were hospital ships. Creating hospital ships on the water where people could go get other forms of surgery and medical care that they aren't able to get in the United States more cheaply.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean, like I said, that's down the line. How soon after this initial experiment launches can you expect to see a fully functioning hospital? I mean, there are certain population requirements in order to have a decent size hospital that can actually service various different maladies, right? So to see that happen in the beginning of this seems unrealistic. So people are going to have to fly out, right?
I don't know that that's unrealistic. Okay, so look, here's what you would do. You would do your due diligence. You'd find out why are people flying to India? What operations are they getting there? Because there is medical tourism, and people are going to India for that. People are going to Mexico. Find out what the top four or five medical procedures are, open up a medical facility, call it a hospital if you wish, but a medical facility, maybe even an outpatient medical facility, with the intention of servicing the most profitable sectors. Make it so that people are, advertised, put it right outside of Los Angeles or New York, and that way, send boats back and forth. That way you're not flying people in and out. Yes, Ian, this is something that absolutely could be done, and it could be done in 2 years if people wanted to do it.
Okay, great. I'm just saying, it's a legitimate concern. If you're out on the seas, what happens if he gets
sick? His concern is, what if North Korea comes after you? And I'll tell you.
Well, he had more than one concern.
No, his concerns mostly were about, you're going to call the United States government. I'll tell you, my biggest concern with the seasteading operation is the United States government.
Coming up, North American Bitcoin Conference happening on July 19th and 20th. Chicago's Cormac Place South Building is where it's going to be.
It's McCormick. I don't know how that happened. I must have, when I was typing that out, messed it up.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Chicago. There could very well have been a Cormac for all I know.
I'm glad someone corrected us on that.
Wife did when I said it's in Cormac Place. All right. And she's like, McCormick Place. And I'm like, no, Cormac Place. It says so right on my copy.
It's coming up in just over a month and a half here. At this point, July 19th and 20th, there are going to be all kinds of great speakers there. But of course, I don't know about you, but I don't go to Bitcoin conferences for the speakers. There's always somebody interesting to look at and listen to. Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante, Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Flip Filipkowski of the Peace Action Network. But the real reason to go to these events is to network with people, to meet other people in the Bitcoin community. These are people with ideas. These are people with fresh ideas, innovators. These are folks that are bringing new ideas to the table, and a lot of them are looking for partners. They're looking for critics. They're looking to touch base with other people who are on board with Bitcoin, and it's always an interesting crowd of younger folks at these Bitcoin conferences. The North American Bitcoin Conference is gearing up in Chicago for July 19th and 20th. We will be broadcasting live, and you can get your tickets over at btcchicago.com. Of course, you can pay in Bitcoin. btcchicago.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments, whether you want to talk seasteading or dope addiction. Shooters.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can also join us on Skype if you choose. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. So again, username lrn.fm, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's it's a great opportunity. You go there, get a free pound of coffee. You pay for shipping. We'll ship you out a free pound, or BuzzBox will, our partner, BuzzBox will. And it's delicious coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And one thing that BuzzBox does that other high-end coffee manufacturers seem to have, you know, really no interest in doing particularly, is that they allow their partners, like Free Talk Live, to help them give microloans to people around the world. As a matter of fact, I posted today on Free Talk Live's page about Yolanda, who used a microloan from, you know, made possible by BuzzBox, to expand her taco business from $75 a month to $300 a month. And now she's able to help send her kids to secondary school. That was her goal. She just managed to finish secondary school, and they did too. So it's they are too. And so it's exciting. These are the ways that you can help people. Help them expand their taco business. Give them the hand up, not a handout. Because I really think that's what makes a difference. You're talking about a small amount of money to an individual that can change their lives. And that's what I really want to see. I want to get 1,000 listeners so that we can give 100 microloans. And that means that if you drink coffee, please try the coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. If you find it to be great coffee, then continue your subscription there, because you can change it up. You can get, you know, coffee that's we've got two different types that are available in your free pound. But after that, you can switch it up. You can switch up how often you get it delivered, how much you get delivered. And I find that to be really quite convenient. I don't have to think about coffee anymore. They just ship it to me. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Seasteading has been the bulk of the show's content tonight. And if you've got comments, questions, concerns, I'm sure Mark would love to hear them as the local advocate for seasteading. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you given money to the organization, Mark, or are you just promoting it on the radio?
I have given money. I've supported some of their processes. Mm-hmm. I know, the idea of supporting academics thinking about something doesn't it just doesn't float my boat.
How many years has the seasteading thing been going on?
About like 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying they're not doing good work. I guess I just want to, I want my money to go towards something. So I donated to their project here to get the study done by this Delta organization or whatever to, do a study on how a feasibility study. I felt like that was moving towards something that was achievable. And so I donated towards that. And I'm willing to continue to look. I like the idea. I think it's a wave of the future because it comes at the organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on governance, states. It comes at them from an angle that they're just not used to. They really hate recognizing other organizations, and I don't recommend that a boat be recognized as a country, but what do they do about a boat? What do they do about people that are living out there in the water? Are we going to attack a boat full of, reasonably wealthy people that haven't done anything?
Sure, they would.
What's that?
Why wouldn't they?
What are they going to do? What's their...
Board and raid.
Governments?
Take.
What are they going to say? On what pretense? They usually have pretenses.
They have guns. You're in international waters. You could be pirates for all they know.
They're going to call you pirates?
Why not?
They could.
Let's go to the phones.
In the new world of the internet, it's kind of hard to just... I mean, right now, the cops are getting in trouble for shooting people's dogs. You think they're just
getting in trouble? No, they're not. Not really.
They're getting exposed.
Let's go to Jake in St. George, listening to KZNU. Hello, Jake.
Hi. Hey, I think this idea has some merit, and you're talking about ways to get it up and running. I don't necessarily agree with the idea, but we're talking about ways to get it up and running, and I think casinos. If they were to start up with casinos, then they could. I think the hospital idea definitely has some merit because then you can move these hospitals to locations where they're needed, in addition to providing healthcare services without the overreach of the government getting in.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you'll find often, I at least in Florida, this happened quite a bit. There's these boats that would take you out to a larger boat that was out, I think, 3 miles out, because in that case, it's not illegal to gamble in the United States. It's illegal to gamble in the particular states. Hmm. So Florida, you couldn't have a casino in Florida unless you were a Seminole casino. But you could take somebody outside of the state's waters and gamble out there. So you went 3 miles out. You sat in a cruise ship out there. You could gamble on that boat if you wanted to. I went out to one of these one time. I thought it was, okay. I'm not much of a gambler, so it didn't really, I played a couple of hands of blackjack, and that was about it for me.
So, Jake, you said you didn't think the idea was a good one, though, in general?
No, he did think it was a good one.
I don't support gambling, but we're just kind of brainstorming on how to get the idea up and going.
But no, you do support the seasteading idea.
Yeah, I'm just kind of brainstorming on some ideas to get it up and running.
Here's a couple for you. How about drugs, hookers, gambling, and all the other things that people want to do that they're not allowed to do in their
Vice
space.
Island.
Right. I mean, I don't necessarily – I don't know if I would want to build – I don't know what that would be like, right? Like, I'm not really interested in servicing
would
that.
Would you want your son and wife to be living on a platform like that?
Oh, well, there are places like, for instance, Key West in Florida. I think that's very interesting. You can watch different worlds sort of happening at the same time. Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we go once a year. My son has no clue the kind of debauchery that his Uncle Ian participates in on the one weekend a year. He has
debauchery.
A wonderful time.
Isn't that sexual
freedom? Debauchery is just anything. It's hedonistic.
Okay.
And what you do definitely qualifies. He has no idea that his Uncle Ian is stumbling around addled by drugs.
Jake, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I do have to agree with the comment that was made earlier about the party you have to be most worried about is the United States government, because they aren't going to be protecting. They're going to be the ones who are after you, because they've got to get their taxes.
And I think they will protect.
They will shut you down.
I think that the caller there, Public Enemy, was correct that they will protect, but they protect kind of like the mafia protects, hey, you're under our protection here, that kind of thing. So if, for instance, there were pirates or something and there happened to be a naval ship in the region, yeah, I suspect they would be willing to protect you, and I would be happy for that protection. But at the same time, I would expect that naval ship to follow the orders given from Washington, which says, go get those people, they're criminals, bring them back.
Thanks, Jake, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if I like this debauchery term, Mark.
Okay.
According to Merriam-Webster, it means extreme indulgence and sensuality. Sensuality would be that is which is relating to, devoted to, or producing physical or sexual pleasure. I have been known to imbibe certain mind-altering substances, but I don't do that for the purpose of sexual or physical pleasure. So, no, those are more kind of spiritual journeys to me than anything else. So, no, I don't think that's debauchery.
Well, so if I
know I don't involve myself in orgies, which is another definition of debauchery.
Indeed not. But if you are you're claiming to do psychedelics, right?
I have done some of those in the past. Yeah.
And so, like, all I'm doing is ascribing a different motivation to your use of them as opposed to the reason that you're ascribing. So,
mm-hmm. And you're incorrect. That's why I'm just, you know, clarifying.
Oh,
that.
I'm giving you a jab.
Bill is listening in Jackson, Mississippi, to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I have a quick note here. There have been hospital ships in the past going down to third world countries in South America. I don't remember who organized them, but and they may still be going now. But the idea that I had was it would be kind of like the Doctors Without Borders. And if you look up the Liberian registry, that's the simplest, most inexpensive registry, ship registry in the world. You'll see Liberian freighters traveling all over the world. Of course, they never actually go to Liberia, but that would be a way to do that.
Yep, it's true. There's I can't remember. There's another Baltic state that they are often registered to, but Liberia, ships registry Liberia is very common.
And Hospital Without Borders would be a great way to do it because the doctors are already traveling around the world as we speak.
Hmm. Yep, it's true.
Mercy ships? Aren't those usually hospitals but also like God sort of outreach?
I don't know. I've heard the term, but I guess I always thought it was sort of wartime stuff.
I think there are certain ships which are full of like Christian missionaries that'll pull up into ports.
God bless them.
Offer healings. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. Hour 3's on the way. You can bring up anything that you want. Hey, speaking of psychedelic experiences, the man who was who helped create MDMA, he's died. We'll talk about him, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.